At 4.5% treasury yields, the Social Security delay calculation gets harder. With 10-year treasury yields sitting at 4.56%, the financial math behind delaying Social Security has gotten harder to justify. This explainer shows how to run the break-even calculation yourself, using actual Social Security benefit formulas and current yield data. The simple version. The 10-year treasury yield is at 4.56% as of July 8, 2026, and that number matters to anyone deciding when to start collecting Social Security. The standard advice for years has been, wait as long as you can, because your monthly benefit grows roughly 8% per year between age 62 and 70. But 8% per year sounds less compelling when a risk-free government bond is already paying close to 4.5. The question is not whether to delay in the abstract. The question is whether the extra monthly benefit you get from waiting beats what you could earn by claiming early and putting those checks into treasuries. That is a math problem, not a personality quiz, and it has a specific answer that depends on your benefit amount, your age, and the current yield on risk-free alternatives. This article shows you how to build that calculation. The numbers. 10-year treasury yield, 4.56% as of July 8, 2026 U.S. Treasury/Fred Series DGS10, FredSDLewisTorg/Series/DGS10. Social Security delayed retirement credits. Benefits grow approximately 6.7% to 8% per year for each year you wait past full retirement age, depending on your birth year SSA, SSA.gov. Full retirement age for anyone born 1960 or later. 67 years old SSA, SSA.gov. Claiming at 62 reduces your benefit by up to 30% compared to claiming at full retirement age of 67 SSA, SSA.gov. Claiming at 70 raises your benefit by 24% above the full retirement age amount, the maximum possible delay credit SSA, SSA.gov. The average Social Security retired worker benefit as of May 2026, $1,999 per month SSA, SSA.gov. Federal funds target rate, 3.50% to 3.75%, held at the June 2026 FOMC meeting Federal Reserve, FederalReserve.gov. How the break-even calculation actually works. Delaying Social Security is essentially a bet. You give up checks you could be collecting now in exchange for larger checks later. The break-even point is the age at which the total you collect by waiting finally exceeds the total you would have collected by starting early. In a world where money earns nothing sitting in a savings account, the break-even on waiting from 62 to 67 is typically around age 78 to 80. When interest rates are near zero, that math is relatively forgiving. The checks you are giving up today are not earning much anyway. But when the 10-year treasury is at 4.56%, those foregone checks have an opportunity cost. If you claim at 62 and invest the monthly benefit into treasuries at roughly 4.5%, that pile of money compounds while you wait. To come out ahead by delaying, your higher future benefit has to beat. This is what economists call a present value comparison. You are discounting future, larger payments back to today's dollars using the going rate on a risk-free investment. At a 4.5% discount rate, money you receive in 10 years is worth meaningfully less in today's terms than it would be if you discounted it at 1%. That pushes the break-even age higher and makes delay harder to justify purely on the math. None of this tells you definitively to claim early. Health, spousal benefits, other income sources, and taxes on Social Security all shift the answer. But the rate environment is a real variable in the equation, and right now it is not a small one. The real cost lends on a $2,000 monthly Social Security benefit. Take someone whose Social Security benefit at full retirement age 67 is $2,000 per month. Close to the May 2026 average of $1,999. They are deciding whether to claim at 62, taking a 30% reduction to $1,400 per month, or wait until 70, receiving $2,480 per month. Here is what the opportunity cost of waiting looks like. Checks foregone by waiting from 62 to 70. 96 months times $1,400 equals $134,400 in total uncollected benefits during the delay period. If those $1,400 monthly checks had been invested at 4.5% annually from age 62 to 70, The future value of that stream is approximately $200,000 by age 70. The additional monthly benefit from waiting from $1,400 to $2,480 is $1,080 per month more. At a 4.5% discount rate, you need roughly 19 to 20 years of the higher payment to recover the foregone checks plus the investment returns, meaning break-even shifts to approximately age 89 to 90 rather than the traditional 78 to 80. If you live past 90, waiting to 70 still wins on a pure dollar basis. If you live to 82, the traditional rule of thumb said delay was worth it. At 4.5% yields, that same outcome now requires living to nearly 90. The rate environment does not make delay wrong. It makes the trade-off more expensive and the required longevity longer. Delaying Social Security is a longevity bet. At 4.5% Treasury yields, you now need to live roughly a decade longer than the old rule of thumb suggested to come out ahead on the pure math. What this means? Social Security delay decision has always depended on interest rates, even when most people ignored that variable. Low rates between 2009 and 2022 made delay look attractive because foregone checks were not earning much anyway. The rate environment since 2022 has changed that, and anyone approaching their claiming window in the next few years should account for current yields in their analysis, not rely on advice. This does not mean the conventional wisdom is wrong for everyone. Spousal survivor benefits, health status, tax bracket management, and whether you have other retirement income all change the answer. But the rate environment is now a significant input, not a footnote. Running the numbers with 4.5% as your opportunity cost gives you a more accurate picture than running them with zero. What this is not a recommendation to claim Social Security at any specific age. This is not advice on whether you personally should delay, claim early, or file a restricted application. This is not a prediction of where Treasury yields will be when you reach 62 or 70. This is not an analysis of spousal, survivor, or disability benefit strategies, which involve separate rules and calculations. This is not a substitute for conversation with a fee-only financial. Sources: U.S. Social Security Administration Retirement Benefits Overview, https://www.ssa.gov. Fred 10-Year Treasury Constant Maturity Rate DGS-10, https://fredstlewisftorg/series/DGS-10. U.S. Treasury Daily Yield Curve Rates, https://www.treasury.gov. Federal Reserve FOMC Statements and Rate Decisions, https://www.federalreserve.gov.